The Magic Computer. I had a difficult geography project to finish by the end of the semester. My teacher wanted it to be typewritten, so I went to the school computer room. But when I got there, all the computers were turned off. Apparently, there was a recent problem, and technicians were fixing it. I knew of some private study rooms downstairs. They were small and dark, and the computers were very old, but I had no choice. At least the computers were operating correctly. I typed and highlighted the assignment's title, Evaluate the Government's Response to Global Warming. But I didn't know what to write in my essay. Finally, I decided to find a book to help me. I went to the library, checked the book indexes, and eventually found a useful book. Then I returned to the computer. When I looked at the screen, I saw something so weird that I nearly fainted. The essay was complete. Had somebody in cyberspace written it? I didn't know, but I was very happy. I printed it out and handed it in. I got an A. After that, I used the computer for all my assignments. I'd type the title, wait a while, and the computer would do it. Every assignment was perfect. I never had to edit anything. I stopped paying attention to my teacher's lectures and spent my extra time in the gymnasium, and my grades got better and better. A month later, I was walking into class when my friend said, "Are you prepared for the test?" "What test?" I asked. "The geography test," he replied. "I hope you studied. It's worth 70% of our final grade." I failed the test, of course. I was completely ignorant about the subject. After that, I made a resolution never to use the magic computer again. The moral of this story is that if you cheat at school, you won't learn anything.